Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of the podcast, here with our trading expert Jake. How are you, man? How is Team of the Season treating you so far?
I'm doing good, Florian. I'm doing well. I think Team of the Season has been a blast thus far, but it's kind of been a little bit up and down a little bit. I thought for Premier League they lacked a little bit in content, and then I thought La Liga and Bundesliga did an amazing job kind of reversing that, and then I think Serie A has kind of been a little bit lackluster for me. What are your opinions going into Serie A and Eredivisie and CSL?
So I think you're right. Premier League started quite slow. We had La Liga with a lot of crazy cards and SBCs, yeah, and everything. After that, now with Serie A, I think we have like this, let's say, a break between, yep, between League One. I think for League One they will do what they did for La Liga, but I think they think also that people are saving a lot of packs for Mbappe, Neymar, and the rest of the crew.
Yep.
So I think they'll do a big boost for League One and for also for Ultimate.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I kind of said the same thing. I think that for Premier League, they didn't release too much content because they kind of expected the team to carry it, right? Like, where it was the first team of the season, people are really excited about the boost and they could sell packs that way. Then I think their goal for Bundesliga and La Liga was to get people to switch over into those teams. So they had to sell their Premier League cards, and switching teams in essence would make you lose coins because a lot of those Premier League players lost a lot of value over those few weeks. Like, just for a really quick reference point, I like to use this card because it makes it really apparent. But Sun Team of the Season was above 2 million coins for quite a while, and you can see the major drop-off on both Xbox and PS. So people that did buy him up here probably sold him, you know that's like, yeah, a week and a half. So they bought him at 2 million, and they sold him at 1.2, 1.4, in essence losing 600 to 800K on it. And yeah, other cards have gotten cheaper too, and there's always that theory, but it's because EA forced people to buy a lot of the team if they wanted those Premier League cards. And then for La Liga and Bundesliga, people were switching because there were such good SBCs out. And like with Bundesliga, I see so many, and I did play Weekend League last weekend, but I saw so, mm-hmm, many Tapsoba. I don't know if I spelled that right as a tap. There we go. I saw so many Tapsoba, so many Mbabu that people had totally changed around their team to fit in these amazing value SBCs. And then during Serie A, we've really only had Lozano, and then we've had Nainggolan, which I don't think is enough to move people over. So you guys are seeing that in Serie A prices where they're getting demolished, right? Like, these cards are holding very little value for most of them because people aren't switching their whole teams around this week because there's only a few SBCs out.
Yeah, I think people were expecting a couple of more SBCs for Serie A.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of chatter about Ibra, you know, he had, the small conflict with EA,
yep,
and other cards which were expected to be here. Maybe some, I don't know, some Juventus players, maybe, yep, flashback Juventus players to link to that Ronaldo and so on. Maybe it's a strategy behind, maybe it's not. Maybe they just got lazy this week and they prepare for next week. Maybe, yep, we don't have anything extra for League One also. Maybe it was just a period of time and they are now busy, I don't know, with some content for summer, or you never know with,
yeah,
EA. That's one thing, yeah.
And that you're right, Florian. It's so hard to know because League One will have their own specialties where they have the Mbappe and Neymar hype, right? So they might, mm-hmm, just think those, mm-hmm, players will sell packs, or they might take one more effort to take a lot of coins off the market before Ultimate Team of the Season. So maybe they do go crazy heavy in SBCs. I personally would think that they move back into doing more SBCs to prepare for Ultimate Team of the Season and selling packs that way. That would make a lot of sense to me. And I think for League One, people, especially for League One, there's just not all that many special items there. Like, I think out of most of the leagues, League One is kind of lacking the most. So I think if they really want people to start transitioning there, I think they're going to have to release some pretty good content because they have Mbappe and Neymar, of course. But outside of them, in my opinion, you don't see a whole lot of League One usage. So I think that if they want people to move into them and spend coins on the team of the season, they're going to need to release some good SBCs this week for sure.
Yeah, and I can add maybe two food birthday cards, which are Awar and yep. Atal, which mm-hmm. Atal is very hyped.
Yeah, correct.
But for sure, they would need to release that. But let me ask you about something, because I remember last week, this week probably no, but last week, and we didn't do a podcast last week, we had some issues with fodder prices and low-tier fodder prices, which went almost extinct because we had so many good SBCs and so many repeatable guarantees mm-hmm. and so many SBCs that week. I don't remember a week in FIFA, maybe during Summer Showdown last year, I don't remember,
yep.
where we had so many good SBCs in a very short time.
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. They just kind of lifted the whole fodder market in general, and it's just because people wanted to do the SBCs and content, and the cards weren't available. So, like, if you guys remember, what Florian's kind of talking about is they did, like, the 85-plus Bundesliga pick, and they did that multiple times, and that was crazy desirable. They also did the Bundesliga 83 times 5, so they released multiple gambling SBCs for that, and cards went extinct. Right now, the lower-rated fodder is still up quite a bit, and that's because the SBC of choice for the gamble this week was the 84-plus player pick. It requires an 83-rated squad with high chemistry. So you're seeing right now 82s, 83s, and 84s are still doing pretty good. But the higher rated cards are down quite a bit. And that's just because the player SBCs have been lacking. The 92 plus prime icon SBCs out isn't that desirable. And then we haven't gotten the new individuals either. So I think that's a big part of it personally. Hoping for that content in the coming days. But yeah, something to note, I think, too, with SBCs is they currently are doing, like, a rotation of two of the same gambling SBCs each week. So if you see it once and prices go down a bit, feel free to invest again, right? Because this 84-plus rare player pick came out twice, and it was the same requirements each time. So after people did it the first time, prices dropped the next few days on those same cards, and then they rose again even higher when it re-released. So expect to see the gamble SBC they do release for League One two times, whether it be like an 83 times 10, an 84 plus pick, whatever it may be. Expect to see it multiple times, in my opinion.
And what do you think, Jake? Will they return the 85 plus league specific SBC next week?
I would love to see it. I just don't know what they're going to do for League One, because the issue with League One is that a big percentage of their cards that are higher rated are going to get team of the season, which mm-hmm. doesn't bode well for EA. I mean, they're not going to hand out Neymars and Mbappes.
Yeah.
So I think they'll keep it low. Maybe they'll do the 83 times 5 because there's a little bit more in the 83 rating. So they mm-hmm. could do the 83 times 5. That kind of makes sense to me. If they do the 85 plus pick, though, everyone's going to do it, right? Because it would contain Neymar, yeah. Mbappe, and potentially Yetter, too.
Yeah, so I didn't do too many, let's say, casinos SBCs this team of the season, but for sure next week I will do all of them. So
yeah, for sure.
It's like the like this week you only have for me personally. I only have Ronaldo to pack. Last week in Bundesliga I didn't have too many options. Maybe Goretzka to have like a good option for me personally, and not like a good FIFA card, but like a very top tier card to risk gambling all my coins. So, but for League One, because you have Mbappe and Neymar, I think that's worth it to try it even more than to try it for an icon SBC or whatever.
Yeah, and I do think Yetter is coming too. So I mean, those are three fan favorites.
Whoa, if Yetter is coming too,
that's, yeah. So that's, I think it's Neymar, Mbappe, Yetter, which is huge. And like you said, Florian, I thought the exact same. This morning I got on stream and I opened my rewards for Serie A, and I said, really, outside Ronaldo, I don't really care. You know, like, yeah. I don't think any of them are going to modify my team. And that's because this late in the year, of course, the teams are very good. But for me, I have, like, Goretzka and De Jong in the midfield, and none of these cards are better than them. And then
maybe Hernandez.
Exactly. And then I was just going to say, with Theo is that he's an amazing, amazing card, but people aren't as excited about defenders typically, right? And then Davies is out, and then Ruslan was a recent objective, and he's a really nice free objective card. I know time is money, but free in essence. And and then, like, Lukaku is really cool card, right? I think Lukaku is a really cool card. They did upgrade his weak foot, but not one that I would necessarily be looking to change my entire team over. So I think a lot of people had that perspective on Serie A. There's a lot of fodder in it. The two center backs aren't super huge anymore. Berardi's fodder. Skriniar's not so good. So yeah, I just think that wasn't so interesting. Hopefully League One returns it. And who knows, Florian, maybe tonight we do get some content pushing it a little bit more interesting, where we get like a flashback Ibra. I think that would really help transition some teams over. I think that he would be, of course, a prime candidate. And then I'm expecting, we haven't got an Eredivisie SBC, and what would make sense to me here is Gravenberch, because he had a really well-performing season. He didn't get a future stars. He'd be probably one of the better players on this entire team. So him or Boadu would be, I think they're both under 21, and I think that would make a lot of sense for an SBC today.
Yeah, personally, from my Reds this morning, I've got Malen and Coop Mainiers. So I think they are two very good players. Like, if you check their stats, they are amazing. But I don't really, I'm not really willing to play with them. But if, I don't know, if some other SB is very good, cheap, 100k SBC, very usable card, comes out for Eredivisie, I don't know, maybe I will change a little bit, because I also have Kleiber, which is a very good card.
And it's just EA needs to push some content that way to make people a little bit more interested. I think that Eredivisie has a lot of potential because they did so much with it all year, right? With Kleiber, Neres, Antony was a great objective, don't get me wrong on that. But yeah, there's just so many good usable cards, but the team of the season I think was a little bit disappointing, so I'm hoping they push it with another SBC or two. CSL also wasn't very great in my opinion, Florian. I just think that really the only card people seem interested in is Alessandrini, which is just, he's a little bit tougher to link. People had his flashback they really enjoyed earlier this year, but a lot of it ends up being fodder very quickly here.
Yeah, personally, I don't really follow CSL too much, but I know for sure Brazilian players, like, and maybe some, let's say, some stars from Europe who went to China would have been good. But yeah, I don't feel they hype it too much with CSL.
Yeah, exactly. And we did get, I think the SBC for CSL was Fellaini. I wouldn't expect another one, to be honest. I wouldn't expect to get one this week, which is a, you know, kind of a nice throwback card. I think we all know him from FIFA over the years, but just not one that people are going to rush to complete. Cool card, but not one willing to change your team over. We did get the UCL final, a showdown SBC, and it's Werner, and he did get an upgraded weak foot. Our skill moves, and, I believe.
We've got Werner and the center back.
Yeah, exactly. And Kyle Walker, which if this card gets a +2 and people play him at center back, I'm going to be really depressed, because that's basically him and like Mbabu are two of the better center backs on this game. And Florian, I don't know if we should get into that. I don't think we've talked about it on a recording before, but for me, I think that based on the meta this year, how people play, what stats matter. And this is the first time I've done it, but I've been playing fullbacks at center back for the first time recently, and I've just been using What If Mbabu, so not even the upgraded one. But I will tell you this, he's one of the best center backs I've used all year, and it's making a dramatic difference in my play. I'm almost up to like a 2250 skill rating in Division 1, and we went like 15-2 in weekend league, and we knock off some verified players. I've been playing really good, but it's been a dramatic change because I'm using fullbacks at center back. I'm using him and Mukiele, and it matters a lot because I'm playing a high depth too, like 8 depth, and I need them to have pace to get back on defense appropriately.
To catch the attackers, yeah.
Of course, and with the through ball meta, it makes it so they can't play that way. They can't get those one-off through ball goals, so it's really been helpful for me. And in my opinion, based on the meta, the loss of playing a fullback at a center back isn't steep enough where it's like you should play them there. And if you're really playing to win and you're playing competitive weekend league or something, I think it's the way to go. And I don't know if you guys think that's unfortunate or what your thoughts are on it. But for me, if you want to win, it's the best approach right now. What do you think about it, Florian?
Personally, you know me. I play five at the back. I score a lot of goals, but I didn't play with fullbacks in center backs
mm-hmm.
Position. But yep. I will try it next time. I'll try it because I did Kyle Walker SBC.
Oh, there you go.
As a City fan, I'm hoping for a win there.
Yeah.
So I have a showdown Ake also, who's a very good player, and I have also right back Cancelo. So now I can afford to put Kyle Walker as a center back because I'm covered on the other positions.
Totally.
So I will try him there to see how. But I understand exactly what you're saying, and exactly for the true balls, this is the main the main opportunity for my opponent to score goals against me. They just spam through balls, and even though I have a busy defense with five at the back, I'm still pressing a lot. I don't play very very close to my goalkeeper with the line. So I will try it.
Yeah, give it a try, Florian. I'm gonna try Dumfries this weekend or even today on one of my accounts, and he's just got everything that a good center back would want. Like he's got 99 strength, 97 aggression. He's got a big frame.
99 everything.
Yeah, and he's got a big frame. He's 6'2", you know. So I think that this card, I think that the Rule Breakers was one of the first ones people actually started playing at center back, to be honest, that I remember. So I'm going to try him here. He fits my team. I have Kleiber as well.
And I can fit him also with Ake.
Right, exactly. So I guess the next question, Florian, around this topic, which we haven't chatted about yet, is what do you think EA should do about this? And I think there's two approaches now, and I think that the community, in my opinion, is asking for a change, because right now you're not punished enough for playing them at center back where it makes it really, really feasible to do that. And what was I playing on him? Sentinel, I think. So he's a 93 at all those positions, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, they have two choices, in my opinion. They can change, they can do a right back to a center back card, right? Where they just get full chemistry and it's a position modifier, maybe a little bit less packed, so a little bit more expensive to do. Or I think they need a bigger penalty for being played there. And the reason I say that is because I know Foot is supposed to be your ultimate team, but you know, I don't really think like that's necessarily what people think of when they think of ultimate team. They're not like, oh, you know, I really want Bissaka as my center back because I support United. No, the people that are playing Bissaka at center back are playing him there because he's meta and because it's what works. So in my opinion, personally, I would like to see a bigger penalty there. Also, I'm afraid next year what we're going to see is players picking up Kyle Walker and throwing him at center back all year, just his gold card. And we're not going to have any use for center backs all year. So I would like to see a bigger penalty. That's my personal take. I understand both sides. But right now, at this kind of in-between where there is a slight penalty and everyone's doing it anyway, I don't like that.
So just two words here.
Yeah.
First is the fact that I think as the meta is today, center backs should have a higher pace in their stats, because we have a lot of center backs, even Ramos. I think it's 76 pace. Come on, Ramos is one of the best center backs in the game.
He's 71 his base 71. Card.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's very fair. You know how EA is telling us every year, every summer, that this year is not the pace year. This year it's all about skills and blah blah blah. I think this could be improved. Because if Ramos would have like 80 pace, people would not play right backs at center backs. And the second thing is that you have to look also in the real life football, because a lot of people are criticizing FIFA players for playing five at the back, but you'll see a lot of managers playing five at the back in real life. And also the same with right backs at fullbacks. We've seen Kyle Walker playing as a center back for England. We've seen Nacho playing as a right back and as a center back for Real. So this is not like extraterrestrial powers for these players, but I would say that they could improve it by increasing center backs' pace.
I agree with you, and I think that would remove a lot of the issue where people feel already forced, I guess you would say, to play them to keep up with the pace. So that would help resolve the issue. But what are your thoughts on having a position change card? That's one of the other theories or one of the other suggestions often thrown out. Do you think that there should be a position change from right back or left back to center back?
So I wish that, but I see that EA didn't touch these position changes since the beginning. I don't expect it to do, and you have to think at something. Having a center back with a high pace puts a very big price mark on that card. So I think they would liquidate a little bit the intensity of the prices of the defenders if they would put that position change in place. We would need position change for all positions, because imagine I'm seeing Eden Hazard playing as a left wing and as a right wing during a game, like maybe 60-40. And it's something that we would need for all positions.
Exactly. Yeah, and I agree with you. I think that's a can of worms, right, where then you can change Neymar to a cam, which every single person would do that pretty much, right? For me, I actually like the chemistry system. I like how it's in place. I mean, some people are like, oh, it's my foot ultimate team. I should be able to play people where I want. Then you should be able to get full chem on any players too, right? There has to be some kind of system in place, in my opinion. And I like what foot has done. So I'm with you. And maybe next year, Florian, we won't see it as often, because maybe they do focus on a crossing meta or making crosses more viable. You see heading scored so little in FIFA 21 that height doesn't really matter at center back, right? Where in older games, having a 6'4 center back was super vital, but now it doesn't matter very much. So, and it's going to always change a little bit with the meta, in my opinion, but I personally think what's most important is that EA reduces like the AI's effectiveness on defense. I think that the defensive AI is overpowered. It leads to a lot of drop back, running around with CDMs, and a really defensive play style. So I think that's the main thing they need to figure out going into FIFA 22.
No, I totally agree. And definitely we will see some promises this summer, because, you know, we have, I think there is EA Play and some events where they showcase some changes in the next FIFAs. And I think they will show something for next year or so. I wanted to ask you towards the end of the recording, I wanted to ask you, so today is Thursday, we are recording on a Thursday, tomorrow League One team of the season will be here. Any tips for some investments?
I wanted to kind of review a few things that I think is really insightful to look ahead at. And one of the harder things is for Bundesliga and La Liga, in essence, like, really few cards went up on a Thursday, right? And that's just because they had dropped so many SBCs that honestly there was not very many lacking positions, because they dropped like free objectives, they dropped Tapsoba, Mbabu, Lazaro. They had so much good content that people could pretty much build their whole team from scratch with red picks, guarantees, and SBCs. So one thing I wanted to show you guys this week is a card who did really well. And that's Theo Hernandez special versions. And the reason he did really well is because the center backs in Serie A were going to be pulled a lot as reds because they're pretty low value. So you think of Skriniar, if people are going to try to use him, or Romero. And there's really like no left backs in Serie A. And let me show you guys what I mean here. So if you go to left backs, and this is always something helpful to look at, and you go to leagues, there's really no left backs in this league. you're literally looking at Theo Dalot, who's also extinct now, and then this Alexandru, who's also extinct. So you're seeing that people are really forced to use Theo specials, and then Dalot, who's also extinct. He's up like 12k, and that was one that I did shout. It's just because there's a lack of them in the league. And if you're making an investment like this, the only thing that can really hurt you is an SBC, right? So say you invested in Theo, but they released Alexandro SBC or something, then you could be in trouble, right? So that is kind of the risk you take with investing, is that EA could release content that knocks it down. But when investing, you're also looking at a lack of positions and a big price difference. So because Theo's team of the season is 650k, that's going to make his lower versions tend to do a little bit better as well. So he was the biggest riser this week, and you can kind of look for that in League One too, when there's a lot of separation in price between team of the season and a more standard card. And then looking at who people will get a lot in red picks and seeing who they link to and if there's any lacking positions in League One. So like I was saying with Serie A, these three center backs in De Vrij, Romero, and Skriniar are going to be pulled a lot, right? Because they're just not very high rated. EA definitely distributes packs, in my opinion, based on value.
Yeah.
So it just led people to want to get a left back and right back. And even Cuadrado, his team of the season, is going up a good chunk from this morning. So you see he was floating around like 145, 150. He's already up to basically 170. And that's just because there's not a ton of right backs either. So look for positions that are lacking. On top of that, typically Friday and Saturday has been the best day to invest in fodder. And there's usually a variety you can do. Lately, what's been working really well is just on Friday and Saturday getting gold rares. And gold rares at the peak of the week were sitting around 1.6K, give or take. So with all the upgrades and with little supply, you can get gold rares on the weekend for around like 850 to 950 coins and sell them at 1.6, which is an amazing low budget ROI. The other thing to look for, I think, is the 82 or 83 rated cards. And the reason I say that is because we are getting consistent 82 or 83 ratings in these secondary leagues for squad rating. And that really lifts the lower chem 82 is. So at peaks on like Xbox, which I actually advised this week, some 82s that were even like crappy, like Arnautovic, were going for 5K when that came out, which is absolutely crazy. So look for 82s. And if you're getting the 82s under 1.5K, which they should be on Friday and Saturday, it's pretty much zero risk, right? Because they hold that price anyway from upgrades. So if they release that content, it's just like a zero risk, high reward investment. I do like that a little bit more on Xbox. And then the last thing to think about is looking for team of the seasons that are going to go out of packs that are the cheapest of their rating. They can do pretty good. So like this Berardi, for example, I really like him around 25k because he has good links and he's going to be going out of packs tomorrow. So if he features in some SBC solutions, I could easily see him rising to 28 to 30k. So if you're getting him like 1 to 2k under on bids in the next 24 hours, that's a great look. And then the same thing with the CSL and Eredivisie cards before they go out of packs.
No, these are very good shouts, Jake. And if you follow the pattern these days, you can see easily you can make a couple of coins for each per each player of per each buy. Especially the gold rares, I would expect that to rise quite a lot when we get, I don't know, player picks or something for League One,
because exactly
people will try their chance to pack Nene or Mbappe.
Yep, I will.
I wanted to ask you a last question. If you're gonna play in the toughest weekend league until now this weekend, if you're gonna register for this weekend league.
Yeah, I personally will. I haven't finished weekend league since team of the season started, and I think that's something we should talk about a little bit next podcast, Florian. But it is confirmed they're going to shorten weekend league next year, which is not confirmed, I guess I would say leaked, but it seems extremely likely because the leaks have been accurate that they're going to shorten weekend league, which I'm pumped about. 30 games in a weekend is just too draining. It's mentally exhausting, and I think it leads to a lot of that negativity and rage people find because they're playing so many games in such a small time. like for me, I don't finish my games. I played really well this weekend. I went 15-2. But I wanted to spend time with family, and I think I could have comfortably got elite, and I would have loved to for the packs or whatever, but it's just a time thing, and I value my time a lot too. So I'll play it. I don't know how long I'll play for, but I'm excited for a shortened weekend league in the future. What about you, Florin? Are you playing?
I'm not sure if I'm playing because I want to go out of town for a couple of days.
Yep.
It's definitely a weekend league where you want to play it this weekend and next weekend with Ultimate being in packs. I wanted to say that I was here when the weekend league had 40 games. So
yeah,
it's interesting because, okay, maybe I was also younger and had more time, but I was playing with more joy 40 games in that FIFAs than I'm playing today in this FIFA 30 games. So it's saying also something about the game and how the gameplay is working for now.
Exactly. And I think that the people that are still playing Foot on a weekly basis are more of a hardcore fan. So I think weekend league is getting a little bit more tough, but
yeah,
I think that, you know, we're pushing towards the end of the year and they have potential Euro content and summer heat content. So I think EA has done what they wanted to do this year and extended the life cycle of FIFA. And I think that they will still have a good amount of users in June and July, which pretty much just leaves them August and September for pumping the new game. And I think that if you're on like a 10 or 11 month cycle for a sports game, you're doing pretty darn well.
And last question, Jake, score prediction for the Champions League final.
Oh man. That was a surprise question, Florin. You got me there.
Yeah. Let me say before while you think.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, so I'm cheering for City. But okay, I'm thinking 3-2 for Chelsea with a hat trick for Timo Werner.
No way, are you serious?
Yeah.
If you bet money on this, you're going to make a lot of money if that comes true.
I'm feeling that he's going to pay all his misses during this game.
Okay, that'll be interesting. I'm going to say City 2-1.
Okay, let's check on that, guys. On come back on the with a YouTube comment here on YouTube if you're watching the video. Don't forget you can listen to us on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. Until next time, and see who's winning on Saturday. Stay safe, guys.
Totally. Have a good one, guys.